Introduction. In March 1996, General Paul Rader appointed an International Spiritual Life Commission to review the ways in which the Salvation Army cultivates and sustains the spiritual life of its people. Following discussions at the International Conference of Leaders in Hong Kong in 1994, he decided that the time had arrived for an in-depth re-examination of public and private expressions of worship and faith. With the Salvation Army having moved to more than 100 countries, some ongoing clarification and re-emphasis of those aspects and practices which are integral to the Army's spiritual life were seen to be vital to the unity, progress and health of our movement. Speaking to members of the International Spiritual Life Commission when they met for their first meeting, July 1996, the General explained, "In recent years, and for a variety of reasons, we have begun to come more to terms with our churchly identity, that is, the accepted and publicly acknowledged fact that we are the church home for something upwards of 2 million people in the world. For most of them, we are their primary, if not only, point of insertion into the body of Christ. We are the fellowship within which they experience their connectedness with the body of Christ. It is the Army through its core life that provides them with essential instruction in Christian doctrine and an understanding truth of Scripture. It is the Army that provides the primary setting for worship for most of our people. What they know of worship, they know from their experience in the Army. What they know of prayer, they have learned at the Army. What they know of personal spiritual discipline, they learn from us. It is through the Army they experience their relationship to the broader Christian community and establish their identity within that community as bona fide Christian believers. Simply put, it's time for us to take more seriously issues related to our inner life. We owe it to our people. It is essential to maintaining the engine of commitment and passion. Our mission is energized by our spirituality. Further, the Evangelical Church and the Army within it is more embattled by powerful spiritual forces than ever before. Our people need to be armored against the enemy of their souls. The proliferation of false ideologies and religious opinions, options, and the far greater ease of access to these options in a pluralistic climate of growing fascination with varieties of religious experiences and systems requires that our own people have a clearer grasp of their own faith and the capacity to support it through the Word of God. The complexity of moral and ethical issues in these times requires more thorough instruction in the implications of Christian discipleship in today's world and an ability to apply the truth of Scripture to contemporary ethical concerns. We have a responsibility to ensure that we're not denying our people necessary means of grace and that their participation in the life of the Army through their corps affords them every available advantage in living the Christian life. In effect, the Army must acknowledge that as it has been energized by God, the Holy Spirit, to establish its work and ministry throughout the world, it has become a people of God. In his first epistle, the Apostle Peter tells the Christians of his day, "Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God." In the middle of the 19th century, the Salvation Army didn't exist. It was not part of the Church of God. Now it is. By God's directing, its people have become a people within the people of God. The cultivating and sustaining of the spiritual life of this people are paramount. Initially, 15 members of the International Spiritual Life Commission came together for that first meeting under the chairmanship of Commissioner Ian Cutmore. Commissioner Cutmore was unable to continue the chairmanship after the first meeting.